The Mirage Hotel and Casino in Vegas to host grand farewell event. In what is sure to go down as a milestone in the history of Las Vegas, the Mirage Hotel and Casino will hold a ceremonial event on July 17 to mark its closure. Beginning at 9 a.m., leading figures from the gaming industry will deliver speeches. Jim Allen, chairman of Hard Rock International and CEO of Seminole Gaming, Joe Lupo, president of the Mirage, and Alan Feldman from the UNLV International Gaming Institute are set to speak. The official closure is scheduled for 11 a.m. the same day, marking the end of the first mega resort on the Las Vegas Strip. Honoring a revolutionary resort. Hard Rock International purchased the Mirage from MGM Resorts International for $1 billion in December 2022 and has committed to honoring its historical significance. Josh Swissman, a founding partner at GMA Consulting, described the Mirage as revolutionizing Las Vegas. He highlighted attractions such as the Volcano and Atrium shows, Siegfried and Roy performances, and the Aquarium as attractions that helped to reinvent the Strip. Oliver Lovett, CEO of Denstone Group, referred to the Mirage as the big one, noting it set the stage for large resorts like Bellagio and MGM Grand. However, despite its continued popularity, the Mirage is closing sooner than planned to allow for Hard Rock's redevelopment. A new era for the Strip. The Hard Rock redevelopment will feature a 700-foot guitar-shaped hotel tower, a new theater, expanded retail and convention spaces, and a larger casino floor. This project is expected to double the current employment during construction and sustain thousands of jobs afterward. In its final days, the Mirage has been anything but quiet, with a six-day, $1.6 million cash giveaway drawing thousands of visitors. Those looking for a final game at the casino have until midnight on July 17. After the closure, resort memorabilia will be auctioned off to employees in mid-August, and some iconic signage may be preserved by the Neon Museum.